Then section 5 of the first chapter of the Confession says, "We may be moved and induced by the testimony of the Church to a high and reverend esteem of the Holy Scripture, and the heavenliness of the matter, the efficacy of the doctrine, the majesty of the style, the consent of all the parts, the scope of the whole, which is to give all glory to God, the full discovery it makes of the only way of man's salvation, the many other incomparable excellencies, and the entire perfection thereof, are arguments whereby it doth abundantly evidence itself to be the Word of God. Yet, notwithstanding, our full persuasion and assurance of the infallible truth and divine authority thereof is from the inward work of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness by and with the Word in our hearts." Well, let's look at the proof texts. "We may be moved and induced by the testimony of the Church to a high and reverend esteem of the Holy Scripture." In proof, the Confession gives us 1 Timothy 3:15, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayst know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the Church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." And then the Confession lists several other ways that we may be moved and induced by the testimony to a high and reverend esteem of the Holy Scripture. But then the Confession says, "Notwithstanding, our full persuasion and assurance of the infallible truth and divine authority of the Scriptures is from the inward work of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness by and with the Word in our hearts." And for that, the Confession cites 1 John 2:20, "But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things." Verse 27, "But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him." John 16:13-14. "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you the things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." 1 Corinthians 2:10-12. "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." And Isaiah 59:21. "As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever." Then section 6 of the Confession, chapter 1 on the Holy Scripture. "The whole counsel of God, concerning all things necessary for his own glory, man's salvation, faith, and life, is either expressly set down in Scripture, or by good and necessary consequence may be deduced from Scripture, unto which nothing at any time is to be added, neither by new revelations of the Spirit or traditions of men. Nevertheless, we acknowledge the inward illumination of the Spirit of God to be necessary for the saving understanding of such things as are revealed in the Word, and that there are some circumstances concerning the worship of God and government of the Church common to human actions and societies, which are to be ordered by the light of nature and Christian prudence, according to the general rules of the Word, which are always to be observed." Let's break that down into the three parts that are footnoted. The whole counsel of God is either expressly set down in Scripture or may be deduced from Scripture, but nothing is to be added, whether by new revelations of the Spirit or traditions of men. For proof, the Scripture gives us, again, 2 Timothy 3:15, 16, and 17 that says, "You knew the Holy Scriptures from a child, Scriptures inspired by God." Galatians 1:8, which we also read yesterday, "If any other gospel is preached, let him be accursed." And 2 Thessalonians 2:2, "That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." Then, nevertheless, we acknowledge the inward illumination of the Spirit of God to be necessary for the saving understanding of such things as are revealed in the Word. For proof, the confession gives us John 6:45. "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." 1 Corinthians 2:9, 10, 11, and 12. "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Then the confession says that there are some circumstances concerning the worship of God and government of the church, common to human actions, which are always to be observed by the light of nature and Christian prudence. And for proof, it gives us 1 Corinthians 11:13-14. "Judge in yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a shame to him?" And 1 Corinthians 14:26, "How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation? Let all things be done unto edifying." Verse 40, "Let all things be done decently and in order."